This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise BizBytes. Welcome back after a long weekend. Hope you're all filled and full of light. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinnie Raj.
I can't move. I have eaten so much food over the weekend. I'm literally bursting out of my shirt.
Moving in slow motion.
Yeah. Everybody else feel similar kind of way?
Yeah. Just slightly sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch will fix that, though.
We will. We should fix that. Of course, that is Audrey Raj and...
Arvind Raj.
And of course, we have our producer in the studio with us today. It is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Guten Tag.
We are speaking German today. Our main story is about a German company who have decided what they want to do is test a 5-hour workday where employees only check email twice and small talk is banned. Our question for you, could you get through a workday without small talk? Or as I like to call it, 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd get that in there.
You did that. Yeah.
I did, right? Mm. Story number two, all about a new app that wants to change the way that music gets made.
It's called Bounce,
of course. And then finally, Uber moving into the money market.
Yeah, with Uber Money.
Not much of a surprise there, I don't think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let us know, folks. Can you get through a whole workday without small talk? The question is, why would that not work here in Malaysia? Just thought we'd throw that out there. Funnily enough, we've had more responses to this question than we had some of the other questions late last week.
On the first day back after a long weekend.
On the first day back.
Even before we start the show.
So, for those of you that haven't already contributed, here is the number as a reminder. 018-789-8899. That is to text us via WhatsApp. If you'd like to contribute via Insta Story or Twitter, the handle is at BFM Radio. I'm going to give you the details now then. So, The Wall Street Journal recently profiled Rheingans Digital Enabler. They are a German-based consulting firm that uses a 5-hour workday. Worker shorting hours can help lessen burnout. We know this. We've discussed it. Plus, research says limiting phone use can boost productivity. No, Sherlock. Still, few American companies are offering flexible work schedules. That goes everywhere else. Right. So they recently reported on this company that only operates 5 hours a day. The chief operating officer said he implemented a shorter work day to allow for more time with his children. Good idea. To ensure his company can run at the same efficiency in a smaller time frame, he mandates employees put their phone away and they keep small talk to a minimum. Workers only check company emails twice a day, and meetings, this is like heaven, are typically 15 minutes or shorter.
Or shorter.
While increasing in popularity, flexible work options are still uncommon in the US and other places. One 2018 survey of employers found only 23% of companies offer flexible or remote working conditions. The US, as of now, does not have guidelines for companies on how to provide flexible work hours. So researchers said some aspects of this 5-hour workday could boost productivity. Take smartphones. A 2017 University of Texas Austin study found that if subjects were in the same room as any iPhone, even one that's not turned on and not theirs, basic intelligence, memory, and attention scores all dip.
Basic intelligence?
Right, yeah.
Just because there's an iPhone
so
in the room.
So just having an iPhone in the room saps your brain and sucks it into the iPhone
your
ether.
Attention.
I hope Apple is not listening.
They know.
So humans have an emotional attachment to phones. We know this as well. Researchers have theorized, which is why they can be more distracting than other everyday objects. Overworking yourself, of course, can also have detrimental impact on your body. A cognitive neuroscientist, Saha Youssef, who consults companies on how to boost performance, said going 22 hours without sleep has the same biological impact as having a 0.08 blood alcohol concentration. Mm-hmm. Taking breaks and maintaining a stable blood glucose level, i.e. snacking, all help get more done. Right. Where do we unpack this? Where do we start? Let's start with the phone thing first, because we're going to get to the small talk thing, obviously, a little bit later on. We know phones are distracting, don't we? It's not some kind of revelation. When was the last time you went a whole day without using your phone?
A whole day?
A whole day.
Can't remember.
Oh, yeah. There was once when my previous phone gave up, and then I immediately, within the next hour, ordered for my next one, and then it arrived the morning the next day.
That's okay. So not quite 24 hours.
No. Mm.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
But I do... And Christine's also shaking her head. Mm. But I do know that I do reach for it first thing in the morning because it's obviously my alarm clock, which is a really bad thing to do according to research as well. And I know I have an emotional attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, moving his phone around. And I know I fiddle with it when I don't need to. Arvin, I know you do that in the lift as well when you feel uncomfortable.
Awkward silence.
Awkward silences. Mm. We don't like all of that kind of stuff. I don't see it as anything new, but I was also speaking with a doctor over the weekend who said that the prevalence of cervical spondylosis, which is the problem with necks, is going to go crazy over the next few years because of the amount of time we spend on our phones.
Mm-hmm. Is this text neck?
Text neck. That's what it's becoming. And there's going to be a real problem with that as well. So it's not only affecting our intelligence and our health, it's going to affect the future as well, right?
I don't see a problem with putting my phone away at work just because, you know, I have WhatsApp on my desktop.
Mm-hmm.
I have emails coming in as well.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I don't have on my desktop is the social media stuff, your Facebook and your Instagram and stuff like that I have on my mobile phone. So I'm okay with putting my phone away. I don't need my phone during the workday. So for me, like, I agree with this, you know, like putting your phone away just does help. But, you know, this checking the email thing, that is what bothers me because I have to like kind of just make sure I've checked all my emails. So for me, that's the biggest hindrance to actually getting work done. I keep getting interrupted by emails.
See, I see the WhatsApp thing as an extension of the phone. So I have the WhatsApp desktop thing as well. But if I didn't have the phone, then I wouldn't have WhatsApp and I wouldn't need a WhatsApp on my desktop. So it's the same as email, only worse, because every time a message comes in, now I don't have to look at my phone. I can just check it on the desktop and then I'm replying to people on the desktop instead of doing work.
So for me,
it's like, yeah, it's an easier way because it doesn't keep my eyes on the phone. But then it's sort of taking my phone screen and putting it on my desktop instead. Easier, but not effective enough as a distraction.
Okay, so what this guy effectively is doing is saying, look, I will give you a 5-hour workday if you put your phone away for the day. Are we capable of doing that?
Yeah. I mean, 5 hours is short.
Yeah.
Right?
It's short. You come in at 9 and you go home at 2.
I imagine it also means that you can't have WhatsApp open on your laptop as well.
Sure.
Okay,
Can we do this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we get breaks?
Well, I'd assume so.
You have to have like a lunch break.
Yeah. Christine's shaking her head. No, cannot do it.
I think if you gave people like a 5-hour workday, if I knew that I could come in at 8 and then go home by 1, like I have the rest of the day with me, then you focus on not having any distractions, get your work done, check email twice, meetings 15 minutes.
You have a life then, obviously.
Yeah. But then again, a lot of people, their lives revolve around work. Like a lot of stuff that happens, a lot of their friends are at work as well.
Yeah.
So if you can't have small talk at work, then what happens?
Then you wait till 1 p.m. and then after that, you just open the floodgates.
You can just do as much as you want after 1 o'clock.
But you come in and ignore everyone. You know, we're going back to the days where we don't have an open office anymore. We have like those, but like the barricades are in your head and you just don't talk to anyone. Put your head down, get your work done. But 1 p.m., as soon as it hits 1, you're just like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I can imagine Arv coming in at 8 o'clock and we're all sat nice and quietly around our desk and him coming. Have you seen that movie? Shh.
That's it.
Until 1 o'clock, you know, and then we can talk.
Then we can talk. But would we? You wouldn't have a social life at work if you're never talking or never having small talk with people at work.
Yeah, but then when it gets to 1 o'clock, like Aud's is saying, you know, it feels as though your social life begins and you're still with your co-workers. Because I'd imagine not many of us would want to dash off immediately at 1 o'clock because you've been sat with these people all day. You might want to catch up.
You know? What's going to happen, right? Yeah. We will be here right after 1. We will be here till 5 just catching up on the small talk.
Game of Thrones.
Yes. Oh, yes. Right. Let us know, folks. Of course, small talk is a big thing, not just here in Malaysia, but we put that in there to kind of spur conversation. It seems to have worked. You know, it's one of those things that binds officers together, and it's also one of those things that causes a lot of problems within officers. So whether or not this guy is a bit of a genius or some, maniacal dictator. We don't know whether or not it's going to work. I'm sure this experiment is going to let us know. Right. Let us know what you think about this idea. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Let us know. The question, of course, is a German company is testing a 5-hour workday where employees only check email twice and small talk is banned. You are encouraged to give up your phone for those 5 hours. Why wouldn't this work here in Malaysia? Let us know.
Big Friendly Matcha. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Raj.
We're going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We are talking about how a German company is experimenting with a 5-hour workday where employees only check email twice and small talk is banned. You are asked to give up your phone. The question is, why wouldn't this work in Malaysia? Oh, my word, tweets.
We have one from Rosaini who says, the question is whether or not we want it to work. A study like the Germans are doing is a good way to start. The study will help in giving further ideas how to make it a reality. Harry says, our work culture won't allow it. Changes like this needs to start from the top to bottom. And I think people at the top now were too used to the usual culture that they will reject it. Even if it's implemented, they will likely lack the motivation or guidance to maintain it. There are some companies that will be able to do it, but I will expect the number to be very minimal. Mm-hmm. And then Ryan says, how are we ever going to have time to talk about local politics then? Which is true.
See, that's one of the reasons why it won't work here, Malaysia.
So, looking at WhatsApp, Julian actually thinks that this is already something that we're doing in Malaysia. So, he says the 5-hour work day has existed in Malaysia for decades in both the public and private sector. Settling in the morning, tea break, smoke breaks. Settling in again after lunch, tea break, half hour getting ready to leave. Look at the list in the inbox twice a day without actually reading anything. And answer the phone twice a day, but put the caller on hold.
There you go. Over to Insta Story. Chris Aru has said, never, not with the level of maturity we have in the workplace. AJ Rizal has said, it will work. Humans are herds. One do, everybody do la. Tom 90, because it's ingrained in our education to do more than what's required, even if it ain't beneficial. Ryan T has said, our reliance on email communications are still heavy, and small talk is just customary. There's a lot more to go through, but we'll get to them in a little while. We do have an expert, though, on our show today. Somebody who's been on this show a couple of times before.
Oh, who is it?
Her name's Frieda Liu. And this was discussed in a show on BizBytes, funnily enough, that I believe Enterprise do.
Amazing show.
Back in November of last year, the topic was why small talk is a big deal. So let's have a listen to what was said back then.
Small talk buys you precious time with your prospective customer, time that can lead to prospects trusting you, which leads to prospects liking you, which leads to prospects buying from you. Between different prices, if it's a higher price, I would still, I think, buy from someone a little bit more. But if they were two of the same price, I would buy from someone that I trust more.
Right? Yeah.
No brainer. We tend to like people we trust and dislike people we don't trust. We tend to like those who are similar to us, and as a result, we find them more trustworthy. The best way to build rapport and uncover things you have in common with a prospect is small talk, genuine small talk, and the simple truth is that this chit chat can lead to trust by giving the prospect enough time to find similarities in us and then grow to trust us.
But Frieda, that's small talk in terms of business outside of the office, right?
But all that talk about trust, you know, that's built using small talk is true.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
You know, even in the workplace, it helps you build relationships, build bonds with your, which makes coming to work just more bearable.
A joy, Audrey, is what you want to say.
Okay,
a joy.
That's what I meant to say.
It's one of the reasons you come to work.
Yes,
you know?
The boss is listening. That's what I meant to say. It's a joy. Yes.
Yeah. I want to know if going to work for 5 hours without small talk is the same as working for 9 hours with small talk. Because it's like you work 9 hours and then you have small talk. You have somewhat of a like a social life. You talk to other people. You exchange ideas. You get to know them, and it makes working for 9 hours fine.
Mm. Mm.
But if you don't have all that, you take that all out of the equation and then you work for 5 hours, does it make it worse? Even though you get to go home earlier or go out and do whatever earlier, does it make it worse if you're just focusing on your work nonstop for 5 hours without even your phone to look at or anyone else to talk to?
I think it's definitely going to alter the dynamics within the office, right? And I know, speaking from experience, that part of... most of my social life is work, mm-hmm. you know, with you guys in the office and stuff. You know,
it's like that for most people.
I have friends, yeah. but few and far between, you know, mm-hmm. and a company like this that fosters creativity and innovation and the bonding of small family groups, if you like,
yeah.
Is what makes something like this place, you know, quote unquote special. Mm-hmm. And the gossip and the chit chat and the small talk is part and parcel of that bonding process, like Ord says, you know. And there's times when I get out of here that I might not speak until I see you guys the next day. Mm-hmm. It's not every day, but yeah. it's just because that's how things are sometimes. You get home and there's nobody around and you're like, well, who do I call?
And also, you talk for a living.
Exactly.
So a lot of times it feels like work.
Yeah, it does feel
yeah,
like work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The same thing with the headphones. Listening to the music and sound feels like work.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, coming back down to the question of productivity, don't you think that if you had a full 5 hours to just put your head down and get work done, that you might actually need maybe a shorter work week, if that was the case?
Sure,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But I think part of my problem, and I'm guessing this goes out for a lot of people as well, is because of how social media and my phone and every single distraction I have on my laptop has adjusted the way in which my brain works, you know, fundamentally. And I think it would be very difficult. There would be like a transitioning process where I can get back to working like a normal person. But right now, I think that transition period would be quite painful for me and for a lot of other people who were suddenly told you can't do this. I think that would be a difficult process.
Yeah. Even coming back to, you know, you would wait for the 5 hour mark and then start talking to people about, you know, what happened in your weekend or what happened yesterday. I don't think that'll happen. I don't think if you don't talk to these people for those 5 hours, if you can't bond with them over work, you're not going to bond with them over anything else because work is the glue. A lot of times you start talking about work and then it branches out into like other things in your life, like your family or stuff you watch over the weekend or, you know, whatever food you ate that you want to recommend to someone else. But if work isn't there, if you take away that glue and then you're not communicating with them about that, you're not going to continue talking like after the 5 hours. You're just going to pack your bags and go home because there's nothing to, like, why? You're not sharing anything with these people. Why would you then have a conversation with them once work is over? You just go out to socialize. And if you cannot socialize outside, then you lack a social life.
So basically you're saying if you don't talk to these people during work hours, you just don't know them and so you won't you don't build friendships.
You don't.
Back over to Insta story. Rizwan Arif has said that we can do it with 4 hours, no emails and WhatsApp only. Lynn Mack, of course, she sounds familiar. The tea break, the lunch break and the crow park break culture. That's why it can't work.
We've got a text here from numbers ending 0489 who says, don't forget, smoke breaks are not included in the 5 hours.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The Real Madrid has said, we'll show up late and chatting will inevitably happen. And then Thea has said, Malaysia has a great grapevine. It would be impossible to stop it. And then Kak Tipatul has said, oh, banning small talk for Malaysian workers.
I like the thing where they'll come in late. So if you have a 5 hour work day, what time does work start?
Right.
Because in like a Malaysian context, what time does that start? Like if you say 9 o'clock, we have like time and then we have Malaysian time. So
I know.
So you know.
What would you like, you know, work to start at? Like 10 a.m?
10 a.m? Yeah. Maybe 9 a.m.
Yeah.
If I know I'm going home earlier, then maybe even like, you know, earlier than 9 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no 9, 10 is fine. I mean, I'm not a morning person, as you've all seen. 8 a.m. is beyond me. You know, I know there are 2 a.m.
See, would I know that about you if I couldn't socialize?
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't. You see, I wouldn't care.
Dude, I'd walk into the office and you'd be like, hey, Rich has not had enough sleep. It's 8 a.m. I already know what it's like. You would see it.
Even if I don't talk, like there's no small talk. I can't ask you like, why do you look sleepy? Are you okay?
I'd just give you the eyes.
Ah.
You see, and that would be enough.
And when do we do birthday cake then? You know, do we do it at 1 p.m.?
After 1 o'clock. Has to be after 1 o'clock. Because otherwise it's cutting into your 5 hours work time.
Why are we cutting cakes for people if we don't know them?
That's true too.
You know? Like,
good point.
Yeah, like who's
good
this cake
point.
For?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Who is this stranger that I'm buying cake for? And sharing with.
Yay!
Happy birthday, whatever. Right, we're going to take a short break, folks. Do keep the messages coming in. 018-789-8899 WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. A German company is testing a 5-hour workday where employees only check email twice and small talk is banned. Let us know why this wouldn't work here in Malaysia. Do we have a productivity problem? Let us know. Music up next. David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.